Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Today, we are being offered a very powerful opportunity to add to the light of the world. There is a global meditation that will be taking place for 1 hour called Fire the Grid, and it will occur in alignment with several of the planetary alignments at 3:19 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, or 6:19 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And you can go into your computer and find out the world time if you're in other locations on the planet. Some very important things have taken place over the past several days to help us prepare for this event. On July 21st and 22nd, there was a very powerful new moon solar eclipse. This was the day that is also celebrated as Mary Magdalene's feast day. Now, Mary Magdalene represents the love nature of Christ consciousness, and she has held the sacred space for the return and balance of the divine feminine for millennia. On that day, the newly empowered divine masculine and divine feminine energies within every man, woman, and child on earth were raised into the highest frequencies of fifth dimensional solar light that each person was able to endure. The I Am presence of each person directed and guided this energy. This was the initial impulse of the transfiguration of the masses of humanity from our fourth dimensional carbon-based human beings into fifth dimensional crystalline-based solar light beings. This is a natural part of our transformation as we ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension, a natural part of the evolutionary process for our entire solar system and the universe. During that time, humanity's created faculties of thought and feeling were greatly enhanced. And our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth have now been amplified 1,000-fold. This critical event occurred in perfect divine order in time for this next phase of the divine plan, which is taking place today. A global activity of light has been orchestrated by lightworkers and the Company of Heaven for today, July 28, 2009, at 3:19 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, for 1 hour. This is the second phase of a very powerful event called Fire the Grid. Today I'm going to share with you some of the information from the website firethegrid.com. Remember that when we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. During this hour today, you and I are going to share this information from the Fire the Grid website, and then we're going to join together to draw forth some patterns of perfection for the new earth as we invoke the Company of Heaven and the I Am presence of every person evolving on this planet. Together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life. Remember that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings on this planet. The negativity of the past is beginning to crumble away as the light of God increases daily and hourly. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of lightworkers all over the world. Just for a moment, feel the love of God flowing from your heart into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we have formed a powerful transformer of light, a grid of divine love around this planet. during our time together today in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we are going to invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow for the activity of life that is going to take place today to empower the crystal grid system and the grid of divine love that has been formed through the hearts of all humanity. This is an activity of light from the unified I Am presence of every evolving soul and the legions of light throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The following information that I'm going to share with you is from the firethegrid.org website. And you can go into that website and they have a lot more information. What I'm going to share with you is a quote from Shelley Yates, who is the founder of the Fire the Grid activity. And I begin now with Shelley Yates' quote. This is what we know. The first Fire the Grid global meditation took place in 2007. On July 17, 2007, at 11:11 Greenwich Mean Time, human beings from every corner of the world participated in one of the largest global meditations the Earth has ever seen. A wonderful accomplishment in itself, but more so seeing as how the entire event transpired. With but an initial email, a website was designed and created completely benevolently. Three willing participants and instructions from the divine, Fire the Grid expanded with the principles of purity of intention. And as more like-minded humans united with us in this undertaking, the website grew to encompass 14 languages and millions upon millions of visitors. We received many thousands of incredible testimonials sharing the experiences from that momentous day. When people often ask me what happened, aside from what I have been told by my light friends, the stories written by those of you who answer that question inherently in many different ways shared these accounts. The accounts are precious to me because they are in your words, not to mention a valuable historical document of some of what happened on July 17, 2007. Of particular interest is the fact that many of you experienced similar phenomenon, perfectly in keeping with the nature of what we accomplished collectively. We are finally ready to proceed and share the details of what comes next. We will endeavor to share all that I know about what we accomplished on July 2007 and the enormous impact as a race that we had on the planet. I begin with a little background information regarding what we represent in the Earth energetically. We have been and were intended to be lightning rods for the planet. We are the conduits between the Earth and the great divine. We were put on this planet to navigate, explore, and learn. Our true purpose is to experience. Experience all with joy, and then be grateful for the experience. We were left with instructions as to how to maintain our connection to our source. This connection was paramount to us, as it was the way in which we would charge our eternal energy system. Why would it be important to us? Well, a healthy energy system would make a happy, healthy human being. A healthy energy system allows for a fuller, richer earthly experience. These instructions were intended for us to maintain a loving, joyful connection with our source, all the while experiencing fully what being in form on earth provides. Over time, and with the knowledge of our free will, human beings began to exchange these instructions left to maintain our energy field with instructions from various different human directors. Humans developed a sense of power, and many chose to follow paths that exchanged power as an energy of choice. We as a race began to lose the ideas around energy that worked for us and kept us closely connected to our source. In this energy, we knew we were loved and a piece of a larger and most loving source. This energy brought us joy and contentment. As we lost this true connection, so we also lost the ability to be a conduit for this energy. We have consequently been in a very low energy situation for far too long. When we collectively chose to fire the grid as a collective body of human beings, we as a group of humans charged our conduit ability and facilitated the charging of many other conduits around us. The charge of one true believer facilitated at that time 1,000 others whose faith was not so sure. Truth touched those on the fence, and there was a great awakening. Millions of people participated from over 92 countries. I was told to hold the four corners of the world, and I believe we did that and more. During the last few weeks of Fire the Grid in 2007, we had 250,000 distant visitors daily on the website and millions of hits. I tell you this because that means countless people read our site before the event. And remember, that was only in the last 6 weeks. Do you see how many we are? For the first phase of Fire the Grid was to awaken us as a race to our own true potential, our beauty, and our joy. It also showed us what a powerful impact we have collectively on the energy level of the planet. There was a study done at Princeton University. From a layman point of view, we as a group of humans intending to move energy and create good energy did just that. We actually made the Princeton study measuring device record a measurement, a shift of energy on the Earth. Just imagine, we actually collectively made that device record a measurement using only our minds and our thoughts and our divine intentions. I am excited by that, and I hope you see what that means for us as a race. Now, understanding the capabilities of using our energy together to create the earth we desire. In short, phase one of our intention project was a huge success. We charged the grid, and collectively, we were very powerful energy. I want you to take a moment to think of that right now. You were part of an enormous event to spark the light in all of us, so we can consciously choose at this very moment what kind of a world we desire for our future. We as a race are ready to come together to create the world we know is truly possible. We are a united human race, and together we can change the world. So where do we find ourselves now? The grid is well lit, meaning that there are more humans awake and aware than ever before in the history of time here on Earth. It means we have many conduits working at their maximum level to facilitate great change. It means that we no longer have to live in the world that was, with all of its maladies and frailties. But we can create the world we choose. It means there are enough of us who are willing and ready to assist in global change. We know what was created from nothing at the first Fire the Grid. We see how many of us there actually are now. People from all over the world who are ready to work together. It is important that each and every one of us who hears these words understands that we are not alone. Not alone in our desire for a better world. Not alone as one who desires more for our earthly experiences. And not alone in our desire for all humans to experience joy, love, comfort, peace, and not alone in this energy field that surrounds the planet. We collectively make up this energy field. Our energy as well as the energy of the planet. Our contribution has been very weak up until this point. But this Fire the Grid event has changed all that. There are now enough of us to charge every positive thought possible. Each one of these thoughts will then be inserted into the energy of the planet, imprinted on the actual atomic and cellular substance of this earth. Then we will collectively nurture these thoughts and ideas. This is how we begin. This is the plan. This Fire the Grid, too, is all about waking humanity up so that we become conscious individual cells of light on this planet. Each cell of light radiates not only for itself, but for others as well. The first Fire the Grid was about raising our own frequency, finding that moment of joy and giving gratitude as each of us and each of our energy fields is lit up. When this occurred, we plugged into the grid and tapped into the energy system of the planet, essentially raising our hands and saying, I am here. The beings of light have told me conclusively that they can see us now and that there are enough of us to make the changes we desire. The second phase is called Fire the Grid 2, and this is about using the power of I to unite once again to become we. Just as with the first event, there is a corresponding date and time which have been given to me, Shelley Yates, by my light beings. Much has transpired since that momentous day, and roughly 24 months later, there will again be an incredibly powerful alignment and energy available for all humans to utilize on this new date. July 28, 2009, for 1 hour at 3:19 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time or 6:19 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The energy I speak of is our own love energy that we used on the first Fire the Grid event. Let me explain. On July 17, 2007, at 11:11 Greenwich Mean Time, a cosmic opening rained down a living, highly charged force full of awakening potential. It was infused with source energy, and it was available to all humans who wished to draw this light to them. We are conduits, antennas, if you will. And we accepted this energy, drew it into us, passing it through us into the water system and into the earth below. At the same time, the love energy of acceptance, joy, and gratitude that we've nurtured and stored while the energy passed through us also passed through us into the water system and into the earth. The water system then took that energy throughout the planet to begin the healing that has now been building in momentum for 24 months. Now it is time for Phase 2. July 28, 2009, at 3:19 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time or 6:19 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And I encourage you to please go on the Internet and check the world clock for your area to see what time corresponds to those hours. Now it is time for us to see it, believe it, and then create it. On this rare day, today, we can once again draw the energy of the day through us and pass it onward to creation. This is the energy of pure potential, pure love, pure abundance, and of pure creative ability. This is the united energy of millions of humans concentrating on one purpose for 1 hour as one mind. This is a very powerful manifesting ability. Remember that with the solar eclipse on July 22nd, our creative faculties of thought and feeling were shifted into the initial impulse of the fifth dimension, and these abilities have now increased 1,000-fold. And continuing Shelley Yates' quote, I have been told to unite humanity again for 1 hour. We will sit in contemplation for the world that will be. This is an hour of earthly creation with the highest degree of pure intention. During this time, use meditation, prayer, thought, music, or intention, any tool of your choosing, to manifest the world that we so desire into being. Imagine millions of humans sitting and taking a stand for something better. A world of equality, of balance, of harmony, and joy. We will all gather for 1 hour and hold the vision of a world fed, a world of abundance for all, a world of joyful experiences. This world holds pure potential for all humans. With this in mind, set about seeing in your mind what that world looks like. See green fields, beautiful clear rivers, and clean air. Now see abundance for everyone. See people smiling, happy, well-fed, and cared for. See humans sharing and cooperating. What does that look like, you ask? Simply imagine it. Really see it in your mind's eye. The imagination is the paintbrush of our creations. See it here during this very special energy time. See it here and dream it into being. We will collectively see it and dream it into being. Remember, you will not be alone. There are millions of us intending this new world into place. Now, put details into your dream. See all of the beauty that you desire. Add color and delight. The more detailed your dream, the more tangible we will make our intention. See the people of the world living in harmony, not only with each other, but with the planet herself. See engineering taking a new turn to work with nature for the betterment of all humanity and our beloved Earth herself. See all life working together for the betterment of every particle of life evolving on this planet. See all people sharing in a plan to challenge the old ideas and to incorporate new, better, healthier ideas. The winds of change can be directed, and this is our opportunity to consciously choose that direction. It is the time of a great gathering, a uniting of mind, a creation of a better way, a way without exclusion. We can change the world, and it begins within our hearts and minds, our creative faculties of thought and feeling. This energy will be available for all of us today, July 28, 2009, and it will be accessible all day, but the complete alignment for the best use of this energy will be given once again at 3:19 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time or 6:19 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for 1 hour. If the key component to the first Fire the Grid was joy and gratitude, then the main components to attend during this second phase of this Fire the Grid are to be present and accountable for who you are and your unique role in the cosmos. It is time for each of us to remember who we are and why we are here. It is time for us to fulfill our divine plans. Visualize peace and abundance for all. This is the time we see the world we choose to live in. See it in all of its splendor. You must see even that which you could not believe to be true. Dare to dream. Imagine in your mind a community sharing and caring for all life on this planet. Imagine a world of plenty, using systems that work with our Earth for a sustainable coexistence with all humanity. Reverence for all life. See people's needs and desires being met in a loving, peaceful manner, cooperating in all so that we will all benefit. See it. What does it look like? See the people in your life living in harmony and love. See the children of the world in comfort and delight, choosing the very best lives for themselves, just like we are. A cooperative planet, sharing the journey, seeing the needs of all, including our great Mother Earth. There is a new race of children, a new race of human beings, ready to change the world from within. These precious children, being born into every walk of life, will be the leaders of this movement of transformation. We are clearing the path on this sacred and holy day so that they can see and co-create with us a better way. Fire the Grid is a movement for change, and it comes from a place of love and integrity. It demonstrates how many we are on this planet, and that there is great strength in numbers. Our numbers are legions, hundreds of millions. It brings a united front for those who know that we can make a difference in this world. True change begins with each individual becoming accountable, not only for what is happening now, but for what will happen in the future. We are creating our reality. Remember and embrace your I Am presence and the I Am. Through this oneness with that aspect of your divinity, we will create the we can to follow through with the highest intention to create a better world. Remember who you truly are as an individual. You are a divine aspect of our Creator. And when you align with others, you become part of a collective of very powerful creators. There are many changes coming for this world. The energy we hold as a collective unit will influence the outcome of these changes. But before we manifest more for ourselves, we must put time and energy into manifesting a healthy planet and a healthy people, so that there will be something here to enjoy in our future, our wondrous future that we will co-create together. When you are in joy, you create a high vibration. When you create a high vibration, you create a high vibration within the world, and collectively, you create a high vibration with all of humanity. And then there will be ease in this transition from this higher vibration. It's just a linear kind of rolling. The light beings have instructed that we must unite in our similarities and revel in our unification, not dissolve in our differences. They say to find the differences fascinating, to revel in those diversities. Unite in the knowing that there is more than meets the eye within every person, place, condition, and thing. Know that you can influence this time and this space that we are existing in, and then do so through your positive thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Put forward your best foot. Lay the plan of your intentions, your pure intentions, and then tend your garden. Water and nurture these thoughts and feelings. There are many projects where we can tend our garden. They will reveal themselves to us. It is up to each individual to find a way to incorporate living our everyday life with purity of intention, daily and hourly, moment by moment. And this ends the quote by Shelley Yates from her firethegrid.com website. For more information on the activities that are going to take place today and this event, go to the website Fire the Grid. And even if you are listening to this information on our archives on demand service, know that this energy is building in momentum and that we are working in the eternal moment of now, where there is no such thing as time and space. So even if you aren't able to focus at exactly the hour and are finding out about it later, you have the ability to weave your energies into this and know that you have benefited from this collective activity of light, even though you might not have been aware of it, because we are one, and all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. As we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. And those who were consciously aware of it paved the way, and you were lifted up in this momentous acceleration of light. So now, for us to create a planetary environment of harmony and balance that will greatly assist this influx of light that will take place today, let's join together in hearts and minds. And in consciousness, let's empower some visions for the new earth that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. To begin this process for this monumental activity of light today, I'll state these visualizations in the first person so that we can each experience them personally and tangibly, but know that we are one with all life and that we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And together, this cosmic moment, we ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment, to lift that soul into the highest frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness, so that they will be able to participate with this influx of light through the purest divine intention, in perfect alignment with their divine plans and the highest good for all concerned within their spheres of influence. And as they join us now in consciousness from the highest realms of perfection through their I Am presence, we begin our invocations. Breathing in deeply and exhaling, follow me through this visualization through the full power of your intention. I am going within to the golden throne room of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and offer my all in service as I surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my mighty I Am presence. My I Am presence now takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And I am lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness into the highest frequencies of the fifth dimension within my solar-like bodies that I am capable of enduring this cosmic moment. I am open and receptive to all of the influx of light that will take place this sacred and holy day, and I know that through the guidance of my I Am presence, which I am, it will participate in every facet of my life, flowing into every particle and subatomic particle and wave of life in my existence in the perfect and right way for my highest process of evolution. From this higher level of consciousness, I now affirm, O Father, Mother, God, I invoke your divine light and the light of the entire Company of Heaven. Powers of light, powers of light, powers of light, come forth now. In deep humility and profound gratitude, I consecrate every facet of my being to be the open door that no one can shut for the influx of divine light that will occur this sacred and holy day. In divine truth, I accept my reality as a beloved child of God. I am a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow this sacred day to lift all life on earth into the blissful embrace of the new earth. I am my mighty I am presence, and I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with the I am presence of all humanity. I am one with the elemental kingdom and Mother Earth. I am one with the angelic kingdom. I am one with all of the beings of light throughout infinity. Now, through the unspeakable power of my Father, Mother, God's divine love, all life is lifted into the immaculate concept of the divine plan for the new earth. Within this concept of infinite physical perfection, every person remembers that he or she is a beloved son or daughter of God. Every person comprehends the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. We are truly all one. A renewed sense of oneness and reverence for all life is now stirring in each heart flame. And the love of our Father, Mother, God is flooding the earth through humanity's open heart chakras. As the love of God flows through every person's heart flame, each one is being lifted into a higher frequency, and their lives are transformed into the infinite perfection of the new earth and the full divine potential existing within each person. From this new level of consciousness, humanity taps into the patterns of perfection for the new earth. And viable solutions to the maladies existing on earth are flowing into the minds of the light workers everywhere. These viable solutions are being imprinted and recorded within the mental and emotional strata within every person and within the planet Earth herself. These energies will be greatly amplified with the influx of light for Fire the Grid, Part 2. The lightworkers are joining forces now to create the perfection of the new earth to greatly expand these patterns of perfection. All traces of pain and suffering are instantly being transmuted into light. Every concept of lack or limitation is ceasing to exist, and the abundance of God is flowing into the conscious mind and tangible use of every person evolving on earth. People everywhere are perceiving and acknowledging the divinity that is blazing within their heart flames and within the heart flames of every other person. Humanity is now understanding with a new level of divine truth and acceptance that all life is divine and precious. This realization is now inspiring every person to feel and to express love and mutual respect for every part of life. As the collective thoughts and feelings of humanity continually empower the perfection of the new earth through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of each one, the physical plane is being transformed and transfigured. The body of Mother Earth is being restored to a verdant paradise of splendor and light. the life of every living being on earth is filled with love, joy, happiness, prosperity, and fulfillment. Through every heart flame, the divine qualities of enlightenment, eternal peace, harmony, balance, God's abundance, spiritual wisdom, and every other divine quality from our Father, Mother, God is now the order of the new day on planet Earth. Through this activity of light, this sacred and holy day, Mother Earth is donning her seamless garment of light. As she ascends further up the spiral of evolution into the full expression of her new fifth-dimensional solar reality as a perfected planet in the realms of illumined truth. The heavens are rejoicing, and our Father, Mother, God send forth their clarion call. Welcome home, beloved children. Well done. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. O loving presence of God, I am. Walk through me and open the door of understanding so that I may be increasingly aware of the perfection of the new earth as I co-create these energies through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Allow me to accept that God's abundance and universal love for all people and all life is now manifesting at all times. As I am growing now in awareness, may my questing mind push through the denseness of materiality into the awakening and rising spiritual consciousness of my true God reality. Through the energies blessing all life this sacred and holy day, may my sense of gratitude expand into a welcoming smile, a friendly greeting, and an expanding light. May I look upon all peoples with the eyes of love, knowing each as my friend, my brother or sister, and not as a stranger. With this realization, my I Am presence is acknowledging the divinity within all life and spreading its radiant light to everyone I meet. O loving mind, thank you for the discovery that the consciousness of divine intelligence lives within everyone. May the light of truth illumine my mind as I grow in greater awareness that I truly am a beloved child of God. As I place my hand in yours to travel this earth journey, guide me into doing the simple things that bring happiness to others. Show me how to give wisely of myself and my talents in areas where they are truly needed and acceptable. Let me say with conviction, I can and I will, as my thoughts dwell on the ascending spiral of right thinking, right feeling, and right action. And as I can and I will become a part of my consciousness, I open wide the gate of divine power within myself. Thank you for the blessings that are mine. Thank you for the opportunities that come my way. May I ever praise and bless and give and receive, love and be loved and rejoice in knowing that the light of God is eternally victorious, and I am now eternally that light. I am one with all that is, and I rejoice in this glorious truth. I am that I am, and so it is. And now I expand the concept through these new energies that bring greater perfection into the governments of this planet. I am inbreathing the breath of the Holy Spirit into the deepest recesses of my being. And every breath I take is cleansing the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata and bodies of all humanity and planet Earth. I hold the focus of my attention on each breath as it lifts me further into the embrace of my I Am presence. And I surrender into the perfection of my true God reality as I bring all humanity into the perfection of their mighty I Am presence. I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with every man, woman, and child evolving on this sweet earth. From within the silence of my heart, I affirm, I am a beloved child of God, and I kneel within my heart in recognition of the light of the cosmos. O Supreme Light, I acknowledge you in all life, and I give gratitude to the glorious and cosmic ascended beings as I invoke them and the great angelic host to amplify the energy which I am now releasing to assist with co-creating divine government in alignment with the perfection of the new earth. This is destined to be a government of the I Am presence of humanity, by the I Am presence of humanity, for the I Am presence of humanity. Beloved presence of God, the source of all that is, I love and adore you. And I acknowledge you as the owner and giver of all life. I invoke the I Am presence of every soul that is destined to be associated in any way with the governments of this earth, past, present, and future, to direct, sustain, and expand the portion of the divine plan which is that soul's destiny to manifest in the new earth. I invoke the legions of light throughout infinity to direct their full gathered momentum of loving and illumined obedience to God's will into the feelings, minds, and worlds of all of those who are now and ever will be associated with the governments and the businesses and leaders throughout this planet. Through the power and presence of God Almighty, I am, I decree that divine government, divine business shall manifest now and for all humanity through the will of God and the divine intentions of every part of life on this planet. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as they prepare to expand through the expansion of light through the fire of the grid that will take place later today. Precious ones, if you would like to contact me, Patricia Cota Robles, you may do so through my website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. OFPEACE, eraofpeace.org. On my website, you can sign up to receive my free monthly email article that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. On my website, the newsletters are posted there, and there are many articles and information that you can have that'll help bring you up to date on the incredible transformation that we're going through. This information has also been documented over the years in my books and CDs, DVDs, and other things that are available through our product section of the website if you're interested. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope and encouragement and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. Beloved ones, tune in with us next week as we again join energies with lightworkers all over the world to expand the light of God on this precious planet. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.